USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump eased off his threats to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border, instead giving Mexico a one-year warning and threatening to first impose auto tariffs before closing the border.
The only thing, frankly, better but less drastic than closing the border is to tariff the cars coming in. And I will do it, just like you know I will do it. I don't play games. I'll do it. So we're doing it to stop people. We're going to give them a one-year warning. And if the drugs don't stop or largely stop, we're going to put tariffs on Mexico and products, in particular cars. The whole ballgame is cars.
A bill ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen is headed to President Trump's desk. The House joined the Senate in passing the bipartisan measure today, although President Trump is expected to veto it. Many U.S. lawmakers blame Saudi Arabia for the death of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A teen in Kentucky says he's a boy who went missing 7 years ago in Illinois. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Investigators trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually an Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 before just now escaping from kidnappers in Ohio. Police say the 14-year-old found wandering in Newport, Kentucky yesterday tells authorities that he escaped from two men who've been holding him hostage for 7 years. The teen identified himself as Timothy Pitson, who disappeared nearly 8 years ago after his mother apparently committed suicide.
The Justice Department is pushing back on reports that Robert Mueller's Russia probe may be more damaging to President Trump than Attorney Bill Barr's four-page letter indicated. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott believes.
Now they want to say perhaps the conclusions are inconsistent with reality, and that is inconsistent with reality.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The popular video game Fortnite is changing the way many kids play together and interact. Around 250 million people have played and downloaded the game since it debuted over a year and a half ago. Dr. Sue Varma joined CBS this morning to talk about executive function and when children need to know it's time to get up from the video games and go outside and play, and also some of the addictive qualities that surround these video games.
Look, it really depends on the child, right? You have to know the child. Do they have the ability to be able to say no? And really what it comes down to is, do they have a more compelling activity, right? Because a lot of times kids are going to say, why do I have to stop? What's more interesting than this? I don't find homework interesting. Yeah. But I think you have to give them what we call a healthy diet of other pleasurable activities. Nothing can replace the human connection. If your kids really enjoy spending time with you, with friends, reward that as behavior. So can we go to your favorite movie? Can we go to a play? Can we go outdoor hiking? Can we go rock climbing?
And Varma also says,
we do need to give them opportunities and alternatives and to give them choices. And really the brain, the executive function, is developing up until the age of 25. You're going to have a lot of really mature 13-year-olds, and really you have to take it case-by-case basis.
Dr. Varma also believes that children who are depressed or have anxiety may be using video games as a form of coping and also avoidance. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.